whatever's going on now. So anything you say can be held against you.
Cheat on the final.
Okay, so we'll be using SQL Plus today.
It's up to you. I was gonna just put up a script. So I've got a couple of scripts here. And one of them is this insert data into the maintain table. And I'm going to click on that. And actually, I'm not sure that I've got a maintain table, so maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should go back and do the other one. And then I can look and see. The create donor. Okay. So if I take and copy this, because this is the script I want to create. Okay, so I just took and copied that. And what I'm going to do here is say, edit, make donor. So make donor is going to be my name. And I thought I clicked on that to do it, but apparently I didn't. Okay, so I'm saying edit make donor. Okay. And then when I hit enter here, it comes up with cannot find it. Okay. So I said edit make donor. It comes up and says can't find makedonor.sql. Notice it tells that it's an SQL. You want to create a new file. Okay, so I'm going to click yes. If I had already created this, then it would have brought up the file and I could edit it. But if I haven't already created it, then I say yes, and I'm going to paste this in here. Only apparently I didn't actually copy it. I thought I had. Where did it go? Okay. Nope, wrong one.
That create donor one?
Yep. So, I'm gonna do control copy, control C, hopefully. And then I'm going to come over here and do an edit paste, and now I've got it. Okay, I think I may already have a donor table, so I'm going to call this donor 14, and I'm going to call it donor 14 every place, basically, because I'm not sure whether I have a donor table or not. So I'm just going through and calling. Okay, so I think I caught everything. So what I've got is I've got create table called donor, and I set up the create, and I've got a semicolon at the end. And then I've got all of the inserts. So I am inserting all of the data into this. And again, putting the semicolons at the end. And then I said, okay, now select asterisks from donor 14. Only I didn't want an R there. And then I'm saying create table donor 14 BK as select asterisks from donor. So basically I'm creating a table, filling the table, populating the table, whatever, and making a copy of it in the script. Okay. Pardon me? Well, that's my word for backup. Okay, I mean, I just tend to put BK as my backup. It tells me it's a backup. Okay, that's it. So then I'm saying here, file save, and it's saving it as make donor SQL, and file exit. Okay, and so I'm back over here, And I'm going to say @ McDonough. And it just did it. Okay, so it has now, the @ McDonough, it has now executed. And it has done, and you can see it going through. It's done table created, run row, and it's gone through and created the rows. And then I said to show it, so it did the select and showed it all. And then the last thing I think I said was to make the backup, and it says table created there, so I know it made the backup. And if I want to prove it, I can say select asterisk from donor 14BK. And it's showing me the table, so I know it did that as well. So I have a script, and I'm executing the script, yeah.
You said @ make donor. Why not put make donor 14?
Say that again?
We put @ make donor. Why not make donor 14?
Because it was the name of the thing, of the script. Back up here, when I created the script, I said edit make donor.
Oh, I see.
So that's okay. The name of the script. And here I'm saying run that script.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this is create, and this is run.
Yeah. I just think that you named it donor 14.
I made the table donor 14, but I didn't make the script donor 14. If I wanted to, I could have called the script donor 14, and then that would have told me that what I was making in there was maybe donor 14 and so forth. But that's not what I did. I just called it make donor. Okay, so when you make a script, you can put all of the things kind of in the sequence the way you have it. And then the nice thing about this is I can run it again. If I lose donor 14 for some reason, I can run it again and create it. If I wanted to run it again, it's going to tell me that the table already exists. And so, basically, if I come down here and say again, @ what was it? Make donor?
Yeah. Buffer.
Else now doubled it.
Name is already an existing object. Okay, so it has already. It's not doing the create, but it is executing the inserts. So if I now look at donor 14. I'm going to have, I'm going to just say select ID number so that I don't have it all coming up. And you can see I've now got two copies because I didn't have a primary key. If I had a primary key and I designated a primary key, then it would not have put in two of everything because it would have given me an error that I can't have a duplicate primary key. But I hadn't designated it as a primary key, so therefore it allowed me to do the duplicates. So I now have two of everything. Okay? And it didn't create the table donor 14BK. Because that already existed. So if I look and say select ID number from donor 14BK, that's only going to have the one. Right. Because it couldn't recreate that table and the inserts, there weren't any inserts to that table. That was a copy. And it came back and said, this one already exists. Okay, so I can't recreate that Yeah.
I can't get it to go with PuTTY, unfortunately, for some odd reason. That edit, make, table, whatnot.
Yeah.
I even tried going into WinSCP and changing the file itself. It's just like says nothing to run.
No. Oh, good.
It says, I'll tell you exactly what it says. Nothing in SQL buffer to run. So, I mean, I even named it, I taped it dot SQL at the end of it, because that's what it originally was. Then I named it dot buff, which is like when you make a regular script, that's how it's supposed to be, and still it gave the same message. So I'm not quite sure why it's not working in PuTTY.
I'm not either.
Just copy and paste it into the editor?
Yeah. Same thing. Same deal. I'll try edit regular. Let's try that.
Look on. No, because the T drive is sitting here.
I'm gonna try just like you said, copying and editing into the edit. Like I'll just copy and paste it. I'll just edit instead of making it into a name, which is kind of annoying, but
because if you don't put a name to it, I mean, they will put a name to it when you copy and paste the string and it'll make a name that way, right?
I didn't even think to try it in PuTTY. I think it has worked in the past in PuTTY.
Let's try it
out.
I'll try it right now.
Okay. If not, you and I can experiment with it at 2 o'clock or something and try to get it figured out and ask what's going on.
Was there an error after contact or something?
No, mine worked just fine.
Just directly from that script, right?
Right. I just copied that script completely, and it worked just fine.
Okay. Don't know where it's. Oh.
Yeah, play with it, and we'll get back to it.
Yes.
And if it's not working, then we'll get them to figure out what they did and why PuTTY is not working. They may have stored it someplace else. Just out of curiosity, check your T drive and see if you have something with a .sql extension on there.
Local.
Your local, okay,
yeah.
That's right. Duh. Yeah, I can see now that your laptop is there, yes.
It's okay.
Okay, let me point out a couple of other scripts. And this is if you have a maintain table. And I could have put the create in here, but I didn't. And I'm not sure whether I have a maintain table or not. So this one says, let me copy it onto a, make it bigger. Okay, so on this one I have the insert that we saw yesterday, or Tuesday. So I said, okay, insert into maintain, and it will prompt me like it did when I did it at the screen. It will prompt me for all of those things. Okay, so it will prompt me for the user ID, the username, the user price, etc. Then I said, okay, now I want to see and make sure that that record got in there. So I said, select asterisk from maintain where ID number equals user ID. Now, the problem with that is that it came back at that point and asked me to type in the user ID again. Okay? So that's fine. I ought to be able to remember the user ID that long. So I typed in the user ID, and it showed me the record. Then I said, okay, now do a DESC of maintain. And it did the DESC of maintain. And then I said, okay, now select asterisk from maintain, and I want to see the whole thing, and it gave me the whole thing. So then I said, okay, I don't like having to retype the ID. So I went in and made this version of it. Okay. So on this version, I said, okay, when I first put in the ID, remember the ID. Okay? So I have the double asterisk, double ampersand, whatever that special character is. Well, this time it was an asterisk, so, you know, just pick your name of whatever special character it is. So I put the double whatevers in here, the double ampersand, and so that meant it remembered. Now, the problem would be, if I left it that way, it's going to remember, so that when I run this again, it will remember the user ID, and it won't prompt me for the user ID. It will take the one that it remembers.
Okay? The one that it remembers would just be the last one that you used?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I had just put in, let's say I ran this particular script, and I put in 123 there, and put in all the rest of the information, and then I ran this script again, well, it remembers the 123, so it wouldn't even ask me for an ID. It would start and ask me for a name and all of those things. So it wouldn't ask me for a new ID. Now, the nice part is that because it remembered when I did the select down here, which was what I was trying to do, it remembered the ID and I didn't have to type it in again. So the way to beat it is to say undefine user ID at the end. Because when I undefine the user ID, then it takes away that definition. And so if I run it again, it will prompt me for the user ID. Okay. So putting the double ampersand in here is fine for the duration of the script. But when I ran the script again, it still had the user ID that we remembered. And so it was a problem. But if I undefine down at the bottom, then it takes care of that problem. Okay. So those are just a few scripts that you can write, and apparently we will learn how to write them in PuTTY later.
Yep.
But anyway, if you're sitting in here, you can play around with it. I'm getting actually kind of concerned because we'll have to figure that out. Because the next thing I'm going to do also involves creating... So the next thing is a introduction to reports. And this involves creating, so you can see I did down here, edit header column one. So I have, I'm again making a script and I'm again executing a script. Okay, and that's what we do with reports. So we will have to, as I said, figure that out if it's not working in PuTTY and figure out how to make it work in PuTTY. Because you're all using PuTTY at home, right?
Okay. Speaking of PuTTY at home, I couldn't find the right SQL to download on the site. It's like 20 different versions of it, I guess, from the Oracle site. Couldn't find the right 11G or plus 11G.
Okay. When you went into the site?
Yeah, I couldn't find the right link.
Okay. Again, I don't want to take the time now, but
yeah,
we can look at it afterward if you want. I have not downloaded for a year or two, because I've been using 11G for a couple of years, but, and I went and looked at the beginning of the semester, and 11G is still there.
Still there.
So we'll have to, we'll look and
yeah.
see. Okay. Okay, so if I go in here, and again, I think you're on a luck pad, unless you can figure it, we can figure it out, and we'll talk to basically talk to Eric.
Okay.
So what we've got here is edit header column one. Okay, and again, it came up and told me it couldn't find it. You want to create a new file? Yes. Okay. So, I'm going to say in this script, clear columns. Okay, so that clears out my columns. And then I'm setting up a column. And I'm saying column ID number. I want the heading to be donor ID number sign. And then I want the next column to be name heading, only I can't spell heading up here. And right now I'm not going to put what I've got there. I'm just going to put name and I'm going to stop. And then we'll come back and look at some other things. So I'm putting name here. And this one is going to be called donor name. Okay. And then I'm going to go down, because if you don't put in a select statement in this, then it takes the last thing, the last table that you were working with. So it's not a good idea not to put the table name in there. So I'm going to come down and put in a table name, and I'm going to say select ID number, name, from, and I know there's a donor 14BK, because donor 14 has doubles, okay? So I'm saying select the ID number, name, from donor BK, okay? And so then I'm saying I've got this file save, and then file exit, and I'm back here, and I'm saying edit HDR column one, and it produced a report, okay? So you can see that, for example, the donor and then the pipe. And then undersigned number sign means to do it in two lines. So this pipe up here means to put it in two lines. And you can see the header saying donor ID number and the donor name. And then I've got six rows selected. So it showed me a report. Now I'm going to go back in and I'm going to edit it again. So I'm going back in and saying edit header column one, and I'm going to put in here T title equals my report or something like that. T title. File save. File. Actually, let me, and then file exit.
That's not going to work.
Why?
Because it had a double and a single quote.
Okay, you're right. So let's do it and see. My report, missing terminating quote. Okay. So, now we will go back in and say edit header column one, and I am going to make it a single quote. Okay. And so I'm saying @ header column one, and I got it. Now, notice I got two of them. Okay, if I go back in and say edit header column 1 again and take this out, then I will go back and say at sign header column 1 and I only get one of them. So the slash means basically to execute. And if I hit the slash here, it executes again. So putting the slash in at the back basically meant that within the report, it executed once because of the slash, and another time because I said at sign header column 1. So this first one was becoming because I put the slash in the report. The second one happened because I wrote edit header column 1. So, we're used to putting the slash in, or I'm used to putting the slash in, when I go and edit things in the buffer. And I still do that. But when you do a report, you don't put that slash in. Okay. So that's my report. And notice that the report has a page number and it has a date. So when I totaled it to put in the T title, it is now giving me the report. Now we have a problem, and I'm not too fond of reports from this point of view. If I now just say select asterisk from donor BK, donor 14 BK, it gives me everything, but it kind of tries to mush it into the report. And so you're still getting the report header, and you're still getting the report things for here, and then it flips over and does the other. So essentially, once you've made the settings inside the report, it remembers the settings. And it doesn't have a nice, neat way where you can say, okay, I'm sick of these now, make them go away. You have to kind of do it little by little. And somewhere in here, there. Okay, I can go in and set things off. So I can say T title off, and I can say clear columns. So if I come back here and I say, okay, clear columns and T title off, and then I run select asterisk from donor 14 BK, it has now gotten rid of the header and gotten rid of the title that I put in. But I had to go back and do them individually. There's nothing that lets me, or at least I've never found anything, and I've asked when I've gone to classes too, and nobody's had one for me, where I can clear and just say, make the report, get rid of the settings that I put in the report, and make it go away. Yeah. There doesn't appear to be anything. And I looked yesterday, not extensively, but looked just to see if I could find anything that had been added in the world, and I still couldn't find anything. Not to say it's not there, but I couldn't find it. Okay, so now we've got some other things that we can put into the headers, okay, into the report. So here is the basic report. Now, I had put in here a couple of different things. So cont amount, if you look at this one, and actually probably look at this one down here, because I added the file down there, or the view. It's a view. What I did there is I said, okay, let's see. Cont amount is on what file? Con amount is on the donation file, right? Drive number is on the donation file, and it's also on the drive file. And drive name is just on the drive file. So if I look at those three, all those fields, I have things from three different tables. Okay? So if I go back in and do an edit on header column 1, and I go back in and add in these things. So I want column, cont amount, heading, contribution amount. And then I've got column, drive, heading, drive number. And then I've got column, drive name, heading, drive underscore. Okay. Now, if I would try to run this, it's not going to work. So I have two choices down here. I can do a select and do the linking that I would do. So I can say select, and then I can say here, cont amount, drive, drive name. Okay. And then I'm going to say from donor donation drive. Okay, so at this point, I now have to look and say, wait a minute, some of these fields appear on two of the tables. So, for example, I need to say donor.id number or donation.id number. Name is unique, cont amount is unique. Drive name, I need to put donation or drive in front of that.
Drive.
It's drive number. That's because I made a mistake up here. Okay, so this is drive NO, and this should be drive NO. Okay? So I can either put donation here or drive here, because the drive number appears on both the donation table and the drive table. And then I can come down and say where donor.id number equals donation.id number and donation.drive number equals drive.drive number. So I have done the complete select at this point that will allow me to access the data, okay? But because this came from the donor table, this came from the donation table, and this came from the drive table, okay? I had to link all three tables together. Now, my alternate would have been to doing it this way would have been to have created a view. And so I could have, outside of the script, outside of the script, I could have said create view, okay, and gone in and created a view. And the view would have basically done what I did up there in the select. I would have said creative view, and then I put in donor, dot ID number, name, cont, amount, donation, dot drive number, drive name, okay, from donor, donation, drive, where, donor, create view, I'm sorry, I didn't give it a name. And I did over here, I called it DON expand. And so forth. Okay, so I would keep going here. So I can create a view. And then when I create the view, up here I can just say select asterisk from don expand. And I basically then just use the view. Okay? So if I don't feel like writing the whole thing out, and I've got to take this out because that's not going to be there. If I want to, if I create the view outside, I can then just use the select and I can take that out. Okay, I can take that out and just use the view. So the point here is, if I make a view, I can come in and use the view inside the report. Or conversely, I can do the connection inside the report.
So your select donor, like the one that's highlighted, is used once, but the select view is used.
No, anytime I do the report, I would be doing either one of those. Those are option one and option two, basically. Yeah. Is that I can either do the entire thing here, or I can create a view that will hold all that stuff, and then I can just use the view.
But if you're going to do multiple reports over time, then you're better off making a view.
Not really. Maybe marginally. But, I mean, I'm going to keep this inside here, and it's going to go to those tables and do the select on the current tables. So it will put the current data together because it's doing a select using the current tables. Okay. The advantage of a view is just that it does the it does the select, but it's a little less writing in there. But again, if I'm saving this as a script, that doesn't have the big advantage that having a view that I just want to be able to keep bringing up as I'm doing stuff has, because once I've created the script, I've kind of done it. Okay. So I don't even close InClear. So let me see. Select asterisk from cat. And I have in here donor, and I have drive. I must have a donation someplace. Does anybody? Yes, there's a donation. Okay. So I can go in and create the view. And let me just look quickly. This is kind of an interesting one, and it's a little beyond where we were going, but where I am doing this, I figured I would do that there. This is creating a view, so I'm saying create or replace And that kind of is a way of saying either create it, or if it already exists, let me fix it up. Okay? So I'm saying create or replace a view, and I give it a name, whatever I want to call it. And then I say as select. Okay? So if I wanted to do that view that we were just talking about, and I decided it was better to actually come out and do it. Okay, so if I say select, create or replace view, and what did we call it? It was Dawn Expand, I think was the name that I called that. Okay, so I'm saying create or replace view, Dawn Expand, as, okay, select ID number, donor ID number. What was the next one? Donor name. Only I don't have to write that. Name, cont amount, donation, drive number, drive name. I think that was it, right? From donor, donation, drive, where donor.id number equals donation.id number and donation.drive number equals donor of, no, drive.drive number. Did I get this right? Well, at least it created a view, so it's happy with me. Okay?
Like short.
Right. So it's happy. Okay? So now I have a view called Donor Expand. Okay? And if I say select asterisk from D-O-N-E-X-P-A-N-D, I don't know what I actually called it before, but anyway, there it is. There is Donor Expand. Okay, so I've now created a view called Donor Expand, and I did it by doing the select. Now, obviously, this is the select that I said could have been in the report. So, in other words, all I'm doing is saying create a view that is that select. And when I was showing you a minute ago, I said, you know, that select could have been in the view. I mean, in the report. Or I can just say, I want donor expand there. So I'm going to now say, edit column header 1, right? That was its
header,
name.
Header column.
Header column 1.
Yeah.
Promise?
I think so.
Okay. So now I'm going to take this out and just leave my select asterisk from donor expand then. Okay. And I'm saying file save, file exit, and now I'm going to run it and cross my fingers that I didn't make a mistake. Wow, I'm impressed. I usually make more typos than that. Okay, so now I've got my report, and my report is using the view. Okay, so it worked. And if we go back and look at the report, it is edit header column 1, there's the report. Okay, so there is the report that I was doing. Okay. So this is a way of, you know, kind of practically using a view. A view is, again, now anytime I want to do that particular select statement, I can always use the view. So if there's a lot of times that I want to know, the person, the amount they contributed and the drive they contributed to, I now have a view that will get that for me. And I don't have to write the long select anymore. I can just use that view. And I can also use that view inside the report. Does that make sense?
That was my point earlier. You can just put the view in instead of typing out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can.
Yeah. Makes it easy. Use it.
And you would make the view outside the report because you don't basically want to have to type in the recreate the view all the time. And so you'd have the view, and again, when you've got a view, it's got a structure. And every time I run this, if I make a change to any one of those three tables, it will be reflected in the view, because the view gathers the data when the view is executed. So essentially, it redoes the select when the view is executed. But it's redoing the select, and I know that I did the select right, or the view wouldn't have been created, so I don't have to retype it over and over again. So the view really is more a convenience for me than anything else. I don't have to type that long select and make mistakes and all that good stuff in it. Questions? Yeah.
Sounds a little confused. So you've got column header, because I can't actually get it onto my computer or this for some odd reason.
So you, it won't let you do it
it's
here?
Not letting me do anything. So I think it's something.
Your name is up in the air someplace,
yeah,
and it's decided
exactly.
It doesn't like you.
I'm just, yeah, no worries. All right. So column ID heading donor, I just look at that line. You're grabbing the ID number from. Donor, is that what's going on there?
I haven't told it where I'm grabbing it. I'm just saying I want a column to contain the ID.
Okay.
It doesn't know until it gets down and does the select ID is. The select will provide it the ID. So I'm saying a column that will contain the ID number and has this heading. And the pipe means it goes on two lines.
Okay.
And then I've got all of the columns that I want. And then I've put my title in, and then I've said, okay, now, instead of doing the select statement to use all three tables, I did the view.
If you put two lines, it would just concatenate it, right?
Say that again?
Two lines, just instead of one, would concatenate it. Like donor.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think it probably would. I actually don't know that.
It should.
No, because it's inside quotes. So it's doing, and that, I don't think that would do it, but.
I think you would have to have a single quote on the other side of the quote.
Yes. Yeah.
Two literals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
However, interestingly enough, even inside the quote, it interprets the pipe as a break.
It's still two literals that are being broken.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I'm going to put that in there. I've never thought to try that. And if it can figure out one, maybe it can figure out two. No, it gave me a space. Okay, so...
That's double space.
That's right. The quote gave me... skip down a line again.
Huh.
Which is kind of interesting. Okay, as I said, I have never tried that. It's amazing the number of questions people will ask me, and I've decided I have a very limited mind. Because I definitely don't think it would never occur to me. What would happen if I put just would not occur to me? Okay. But that's what happens is it did a space down. So it did a double space. And I bet if I put three of them, it will keep going.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Just hold it.
That's right. Okay. So, I think I will take that out now. Okay, so now going down. There are other things you can do with reports. Whoops, I'm back on views. Okay, so if I keep going down here, I can also change the size of the line. So I can say set line size equal to 65. If I want the report to be wider or if I wanted a narrower report, I can set the line size to be smaller. Input truncated to one character is an error that used to come up a lot. It doesn't appear to come up. Has anybody seen it in anything you did? That used to be an error that drove me crazy, but it seems to have gone away. Okay. You can also format things. So I can actually sit here and put a format in on the different fields. I can put a format of A8, which limits that to a size of 8, 15 limits, 16 limits it to that size. That format will actually go in and make it do a numeric look. So if I go in here and I say again, edit header column 1, and I come over here to contribution amount, and I say format okay. And I run it again. It now has formatted the numeric field. Okay, so I've now got that numeric field formatted with dollars and cents. Okay, so I've set up a format. Now you can get into break on report and on drive number skip 2. Okay, so we'll see what that does for us. So I'm going to say break on report on drive number skip 2. Okay, so it did a break. Okay, on report and on drive number.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And if you look up above, it did them. It did do the break. Now, if I wanted to have this break a little bit better, I could say select asterisks and then say order by drive number. then if I want to exit and save and say @ header column 1, it now put all of the kids' shelters together. Okay, and apparently what I had was I had 4 kids' shelters and only 1 animal home and only 1 health aid. Yeah.
I have a question about the format with the dollar and the cents. You put that format in the create table? Like, let's say
no.
Number and you put the
format. No, and you wouldn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to save data in this is now non-numeric data.
Right, yeah.
Because a dollar sign and a comma make that non-numeric.
So would that be like a bear care 2 kind of thing?
Yeah, okay. It's made it non-numeric and it wouldn't let you do that. I mean, if you absolutely want the dollar sign and comma in there, then you should make it a bear care 2 field and put it in and not plan on doing any math with it ever.
Okay.
But you don't want to, data should be stored pure,
yeah,
which means a pure number and pure text, and it shouldn't have a lot of bells and whistles on it. You do the bells and whistles when you're taking it out. Okay? And so the report lets you do the formatting. Okay, so I did a break on report. That means end of everything. And you can see it actually skipped 2 lines. Breaking our report really didn't do much for me. But it also broke on drive number. And when I told it to broke on drive number, it only printed the drive number when it changed, which is kind of nice. Now, set page size, right? That's the one. Huh?
Longer. Set page size, that'll make it...
And make it longer, right. So I can come in here now and say if I want to on this, set page size to 30 or whatever. And if I do that, file, save, file, exit, and I now run this again. I've got edit, header, column 1. No, I didn't want to edit it, I wanted to run it. Oh well. Okay, and so now it's all fitting on one page because I had told it that I wanted a particular page size. Okay, so when I put in the page size, and you can do this when you're just working at it. If you decide, Pat didn't like the fact that it broke so frequently.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But if you set the page size, then it doesn't break as frequently. Okay, so I've set the page size to 30, and so I just picked a number.
And the formulas will always be like to put in the columns you want to select and then the parameters after that?
Yeah, that seems to be the way that it's usually done. It's kind of like defining variables at the beginning and then going on. So that tends to be the way it's done.
I don't know. I got it with Putty. I just couldn't read. That was a problem.
Putty's working now?
That's fine. What you needed to do, I did run.
Okay.
So then it was like, it doesn't know where the buffer is, and I was like, what the heck is this?
Okay, but it is working?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got it.
Oh, good. That is very good.
Seriously, buddy.
Because we were going to have an interesting afternoon as we tried to figure this out.
Like that.
That was a really bad joke right there. I loved it.
Okay, so now we're going to say this compute the sum. So again, I'm going into header column 1. And I'm saying after the break, I want to compute the the sum of cond amount on drive number, and I want to compute the sum of cond amount on report. Okay. And so I'm doing a file save, file exit.
Please do a control S to save time.
To save that? No, that doesn't save me time. I have to look on shift and control. I get the wrong ones. That may save some people time, but it doesn't save me time. You have to know yourself as well. Okay, so now I've got my totals. And I'm not real thrilled at the way they use the word sum and how they put the sum, but that's all right. That's what it does. So you can see the sum of the drive number was 105. The sum of the other two was just the same number, and then the total is down at the bottom. So it does sum, it does average, it does a bunch of other things like that. So this is the template if you want to create a report. Now, Oracle, like everybody else, has a bunch of user interfaces, which we don't go into in this class at all, which is the wonderful part about this class. If you've noticed, the dates on a lot of these things are 99. Okay, that's when I did them. SQL is SQL is SQL. There's no other course that I teach that I don't have to keep modifying. I love SQL because SQL is SQL is SQL.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. So the examples back, you know, 15 years ago are still operating, and 15 years from now they'll probably still be operating.
I noticed that a lot of companies use SQL too.
A lot of them use SQL. Because SQL is the common denominator behind databases.
Yeah.
And no, SQL is a high demand skill.
It
is. And it's wonderful because it doesn't change. It's a lovely thing. Whereas the Oracle user interface has changed a gazillion times since 99. But the SQL stays the same.
So like you mean by the UI, is it like a GUI now?
Yeah, they've got, just like everybody, just like Access has a user interface and everything, they have a user interface. And you can use the user interface, but in fact, that's not a skill that's in high demand.
Access?
Access isn't either, but using the user interface is not a skill that's in high demand.
Yeah,
knowing SQL is what's in high demand.
Yeah.
So we don't even go into the user interface. You know, I've taken a couple of courses on them, but what I know about the user interface is out of date now because I took the courses a few years ago. So that keeps changing. But SQL is a wonderful thing.
So
it stays the way.
This isn't high demand, right?
SQL, yeah.
Dude, go on Monster and just type in SQL and just...
Yeah. No, SQL is in high demand. And, you know, you're learning it in Oracle, but it's basically the same in everything. You know, there are minor differences, but you're in the high 90s as far as the same is concerned.
MySQLi is really, really close. Like, it's, I don't know, just looking at it, like, when doing it from PHP last year.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of similarities.
And Access has a lot of similarities. I mean, it's pretty much the same. The date, for example, how to store the date is different in different ones. But that's not really SQL. That's more the data storage, the definition of how they want the data stored. Okay? So that gives you a report with totals. And then if you continue on down here, I think that just about is it. I'm trying to see if I missed anything. No. Those are all a lot of the set clauses. There are more. I think we covered just about everything. as I told you, and this gives you an example down here of using the whole select statement. Okay, I think we made it. Yay! Okay, so we got through reports. So we are done.